For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan. The second phase of jury selection starts today in the federal trial of Dylan Roof. He's the white man charged with hate crimes and the shooting deaths of 9 black parishioners at a historic Charleston, South Carolina church. If convicted, the federal government plans to seek a rare death penalty. Prosecutors say Dylan Roof is a self-avowed white supremacist who hoped the killings would start a race war. On the night of June 17, 2015, church surveillance showed the then 21-year-old entering Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. Roof was wearing a gray long-sleeve shirt and dark pants when he joined the Bible study, where people were reading the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4. After an hour, he took a pistol out of his fanny pack and fired about 80 times at the black parishioners. One of the 9 people killed that night was 70-year-old Ethel Lance, Sharon Risher's mother. Risher zips open a wallet and removes a folded $5 bill.
Those bills was on her person. And I don't know, it's just me, maybe. There is some false something I've got in my brains about this, but it brings me comfort.
She is a reverend and was a trauma chaplain at a Dallas hospital for years. Since losing her mother, 2 cousins, and childhood friend in the shootings, she's turned to God now more than ever before.
I have prayed more than I have ever prayed in my life.
The National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC received a grant to help victims of the attack. Dr. Dean Kilpatrick is the director of the center. He says the money will be used to improve therapy and
to try to develop some materials that will not only be useful here, but also to be of use elsewhere.
Risher does not believe in the death penalty, and a recent Pew Research poll indicates the country is split on the issue. Support is even lower among black people. Less than a third believe it should be imposed when a person is convicted of murder. Robert Dunham is with the Death Penalty Information Center, an organization that tracks and studies capital cases.
You will be excluded from the jury if you say that you have views against the death penalty such that you can't impose it. That disproportionately excludes jurors of color. And in a case like this, it would be extremely important to have the views of the entire African-American community represented in that jury room.
Dunham, whose organization is affiliated with one of the defense attorneys, says studies show a person is most likely to get the death penalty when the victims are white and the defendants are black. In this case, the victims are black and the defendant is white. The white supremacist ideology prosecutors say Dylan Roof expressed when he committed this crime saw a resurgence last year. The Southern Poverty Law Center reported those groups increased by 14% in 2015. After the shooting, pictures surfaced of Roof posing with Confederate flags. About a month later, that led the state of South Carolina to remove its Confederate battle flag from the statehouse grounds. The flag came down on Sharon Risher's 58th birthday. She says it meant a lot that a symbol of slavery was finally removed after decades of trying. Risher plans to sit behind Roof in court for most of the trial.
He's going to feel, sitting in that court, what all of us want him to feel, want you to know that you caused more. You thought you was getting ready to cause a race war? Well, guess what? Backfired. Backfired.
Regardless of the outcome of the federal case, Roof will be tried again for the church shootings in South Carolina court a few weeks later. State prosecutors are also seeking the death penalty. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Alexandra Olgan, reporting from Charleston.